As we wait on this winter weather to move in later on today, Adam Efron, the Vice President of Reliability for Entergy Arkansas, joins us on the line this morning. And Adam, tell me about the preparations Entergy Arkansas is making in these last few hours before the winter weather moves in.
Hey, good morning, Chad. Well, Entergy Arkansas, we prep for storms 365 days a year. So while we do things specific to this event, this is something we're doing year-round. Specifically for this event, for the cold weather, we're monitoring our electronic equipment, so the loads on our circuits and making sure we're keeping those balanced. We're monitoring the weather forecast, the icing contours, the snow contours, and we're adjusting our resources, so our employees around the state, to the highest probability of outages. So today, we'll be shifting crews from some of the southern parts of the state up to the areas with the higher probability of ice and snow, so more than half of the state and around central Arkansas.
Now, snowfall presents its challenges, but ice is a different story entirely, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Snowfall, for the most part, we can manage snow unless it's the heavy wet snow that just gets trapped in trees. So this event's not shaping up to be one of those type of events. But ice, to your point, it's a completely different beast. So when you start seeing high ice accumulation, not only does it tear the trees down, it also, if you get too much, it'll tear our home facilities down.
And what do Entergy customers need to be concentrating on and doing right now?
So if you're an Entergy customer, just putting a plug out there for our app. First thing is download the Entergy app if you don't already have that. That'll help you stay up to date on our progress and outages and things of that nature. Besides that, have an emergency response plan. So if prepare for an outage. Make sure you got a flashlight handy. Make sure you got blankets that covers. And then if you do have an outage, you know, some of the things that would help us out, turn off your high usage appliances, such as your heaters or things of that nature, so that when we turn back on the lines, we're not getting this big surge of electricity demand. And it helped our feeder come back online. Once they're online, then it's easy for you to turn them back on.
And what word of precaution for customers out there that have their own generators?
So if you have your own generator, I highly encourage you to make sure you have a setup that's been installed by a licensed electrician. And if you're putting your own generator on live, make sure you turn off your disconnect and you're separating yourself from the Entergy services. Because if you don't turn off your disconnect, your generator will back feed onto our facilities and to cause a hazard for both our employees and members of the public if they get too close to our downed electrical lines.
Adam Efron, the Vice President of Reliability for Entergy Arkansas, joining us this morning. And Adam, thanks to your crews that are out there already working and have been preparing for this for several days now. We wish them all the best.
Thank you, Chad.